Welcome to the third edition of the Dennis Lewin radio program on BBS Internet Radio. Thank you. This week's portrait will be all about the life and times of the brilliant Baroque composer and keyboardist, Domenico Scarlatti. For more information about this radio program, go to www.DennisLewinMusic.com. That's DennisLewin music. Let's get into Scarlatti. The year 1685 was probably the holiest year in the history of so-called classical music. This was due to the births of three giant composers, George Frederick Handel, Johann Sebastian Bach, and Giuseppe Domenico Scarlatti. All three of these composers contributed heavily to the construction of Baroque, Classical, Romantic, French Impressionist, Neo-Romantic, Jazz, and all other types of modern music. Their scales, chord configurations, and techniques are used in every conceivable type of music after them. Out of these three composers, the one that is not recognized in the mainstream spotlight as much is Scarlatti. And this is sad, because Scarlatti's keyboard compositions are probably the most important early works for the modern day pianist. Considering that he wrote these pieces on a harpsichord, his ideas and approach to his some 550 keyboard sonatas are clearly preludes of what Haydn, Mozart, Clementi, Beethoven, and the many other classical composers would produce. Unfortunately, most of the information about Scarlatti is hearsay, with supposition and tantalizing fragments of facts mostly given at the end of his life. We do know for sure that Giuseppe Domenico Scarlatti was born the sixth son of 10 children in Naples, Italy, on October the 26th, 1685. His father, Alessandro Scarlatti, was a very celebrated composer of his day. Alessandro wrote over 50-some operas and over 600 cantatas. Alessandro Scarlatti was also a huge influence on George Frederick Handel. And although Alessandro's other children, too, were all very good musicians, it would be Domenico who would become the most important composer of the Scarlatti family, even though he didn't feel the same success that his father did during his lifetime. It is speculated that Domenico Scarlatti studied the harpsichord and composition at a very young age with his father and a few others, but again, no one knows for sure. It is recorded, though, that when Scarlatti was 16, he was appointed organist and composer of the Naples Royal Chapel. Author Jan Swafford, who wrote the book The Vintage Guide to Classical Music, states that this appointment occurred because of Scarlatti's immense talent, but probably because of nepotism. I mean, after all, his father Alessandro was the music director. This next segment is brought to you by the Dean Supply Company, a one-stop shopping emporium for bar supplies, restaurant supplies, food service supplies, restaurant equipment, catering supplies, glassware, kitchen items, janitorial supplies, paper products, and party supplies at the lowest possible prices anywhere. Go to www.deansupplyco.com and order whatever you need without leaving your business or home. That's www.deansupplyco.com. The most important thing that you can do for your body is to replenish it daily with nutrients that naturally diminish the aging process, daily stress, and other various problems. The NutraHealth Company provides its customers with the most efficient and effective quality nutrition and wellness products at the lowest possible prices anywhere. We're talking ROX, Premier Research Labs, Vitalogix, and Jigsaw Health. So what are you waiting for? Go to NutraHealth's website now at www.nutri.cc and order any of their state-of-the-art supplements. And again, the lowest prices anywhere. That's www.nutri.cc. You are listening to the Dennis Lewin Radio Program on BBS Internet Radio. For more information about this radio program, go to www.dennislewinmusic.com. www.radiotheatre.com, turning you on to classical music. In the next few years, Scarlatti would produce two operas, and at the age of 18, he traveled with his father to Rome and Florence, desperately trying to find better working conditions. During his visit to Rome, it is speculated that Scarlatti met Bartolomeo Cristofori, who had just invented the new pianoforte. It was possibly at this time that Scarlatti began to think about a new modern style for the harpsichord that would translate over to the piano. Also during the Scarlatti's stay in Rome, Alessandro wrote a letter about his son to his patron, Prince Fernando de' Medici. Here, Alessandro is quoted, "I have forcibly removed Domenico from Naples, where there was a scope for his talent, but it was not the kind of talent for such a place. And I am removing him from Rome as well, because Rome has no shelter for music, which lives here as a beggar. This son of mine is an eagle whose wings are grown. He must not remain idle in the nest, and I must not hinder his flight." It is apparent from this letter that Scarlatti's father knew that his son was more than special, or that he was not happy with the direction that his son was taking. You are listening to the Dennis Lewin Radio Program on BBS Internet Radio. For all information about the artists who performed on this portrait, send me an email from my website, and I shall give you that information, which is www.DennisLewinMusic.com, turning you on to classical music. In May of 1705, in an effort to secure a post for his son, Alessandro sent Domenico to Venice through Florence in the company of the famous castrato Niccolò Grimaldi, known as Niccolino. A castrato in the day was a male singer who was castrated as a child to maintain a very high, pure sound with the voice after the chest and lungs become those of an adult. Again, while in Venice, nothing is really known about Scarlatti's activities, except that while there, he probably met Francesco Gasparini, Antonio Vivaldi, and George Frederick Handel. In the year 1709, the record states that Scarlatti was back in Rome, and he became a part of an entourage of the exiled Queen Maria Casimira of Poland. During this period, Scarlatti wrote 6 operas, 1 oratorio, and 1 cantata for the Queen. Some of these compositions still exist, but in these works, it is clear that Domenico Scarlatti was still following in the footsteps of his father Alessandro. Also during this time in Rome, Scarlatti was becoming very well known as a harpsichord virtuoso. And with this success, he met other keyboard wizards and composers, such as Thomas Rosengrave and the legendary Arcangelo Corelli. Rosengrave became a great friend of Scarlatti and a great admirer of his music. And from the year 1718 on, Rosengrave spread the sounds of Scarlatti's music anywhere that he could. That was me, at the piano, performing the Scarlatti Sonata, K533, in A major, from my Crossing Chagrin CD that you can purchase by going to my website, www.denislewinmusic.com. That's DenisLewinMusic.com. Let's get back to Scarlatti. During the 1708 and 1709 period, the famous keyboard battle against George Frederick Handel and Scarlatti took place at the palace of Cardinal Ottoboni. During this competition, the two keyboard virtuosos went at it. And at the end of the duel, it is written in John Mainwaring's biography of Handel that Scarlatti prevailed on the harpsichord while George Frederick Handel remained king of the church organ. After the event, both Scarlatti and Handel had a new respect for each other's talent, and both remained in awe of each other for the rest of their lives. Next, the record points to the St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Supposedly, Domenico Scarlatti became the music director at St. Peter's. But again, the records are vague. In the year of 1713, Scarlatti was appointed a similar position for the Portuguese ambassador to the Vatican. And even though things were going pretty well for the struggling composer, he was still under his father's strict rule at the age of 32. But soon, this would change, when on January the 28th, 1717, after a lot of lobbying, Domenico Scarlatti was granted legal independence from his father. Soon, Scarlatti would resign from his positions in Rome, and in the year 1719, he headed for Lisbon, Portugal, where he became the musical director at the Royal Chapel.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Dennis Lewin Radio Program on BBS Internet Radio. For more information about this radio program, go to www.DennisLewinMusic.com. Turning you on to classical music. Here in Lisbon, Domenico Scarlatti found his genius as a composer. Scarlatti's actual job while there was teaching and composing for Princess Maria Barbara, the Infanta of Portugal. This princess was intent on becoming a virtuoso at the harpsichord, and with Scarlatti's help, she made it a point to achieve that goal. After studying many of Scarlatti's works, it would seem to me that Maria Barbara must have been a very skilled player, because the music that Scarlatti wrote for her for over four decades was as challenging or more than any other composers at the time, aside from Johann Sebastian Bach. These ingenious works that Scarlatti wrote for the princess would become his legacy. Scarlatti called these works sonatas, but in all actuality, these sonatas are in the form of a one-movement sonatina, that are by far, in my opinion, the most ingenious set of small works ever written for the keyboard. Let's listen as Cleveland, Ohio's own virtuoso Sergei Babayan performs the Sonata K547 in G major by Domenico Scarlatti. Thank you. You are listening to the Dennis Lewin Radio Program on BBS Internet Radio. For all information about the artists who performed on this portrait, send me an email from my website, and I shall give you that information, which is www.DennisLewinMusic.com, turning you on to classical music. In the year 1728, the 43-year-old Domenico Scarlatti went to Rome, and while he was there, he married a woman by the name of Maria Caterina Gentili. But the term woman would be stretching it, because Maria was only 16 years old. Through this marriage, Maria gave Scarlatti 5 children. Sadly, after their 10th anniversary, Maria died at the age of 26. But in the year 1743, Scarlatti would marry another woman by the name of Anastasia Ximenez, who would give him 9 more children. Sadly, only 4 of these children survived infancy, and none of them went on to become musicians. In the year 1729, Princess Barbara married Fernando VI, the future king of Spain, who was a huge music enthusiast. And after the marriage, the two took Scarlatti with them to Seville, and in the year 1733, he followed them to Madrid, where Scarlatti would remain for the rest of his life. The only time that he did leave Madrid was when he went to visit his dying father, Alessandro.
Thank you.
The most important thing that you can do for your body is to replenish it daily with nutrients that naturally diminish the aging process, daily stress, and other various problems. The NutraHealth Company provides its customers with the most efficient and effective quality nutrition and wellness products at the lowest possible prices anywhere. We're talking Roex, Premier Research Labs, Vitalogix, and Jigsaw Health. So what are you waiting for? Go to NutraHealth's website now at www.nutri.cc and order any of their state-of-the-art supplements. At again, the lowest prices anywhere. That's www.nutri.cc. This next segment is brought to you by the Dean Supply Company, a one-stop shopping emporium for bar supplies, restaurant supplies, food service supplies, restaurant equipment, catering supplies, glassware, kitchen items, janitorial supplies, paper products, and party supplies at the lowest possible prices anywhere. Go to www.deansupplyco.com and order whatever you need without leaving your business or home. That's www.deansupplyco.com. You are listening to the Dennis Lewin Radio Program on BBS Internet Radio. For more information about this radio program, go to www.DennisLewinMusic.com. Turning you on to classical music. In the year 1738, Domenico Scarlatti became a knight of the Order of Santiago. With this position, Scarlatti was given the right to wear clothes of satin and velvet in any color that he chose. He was also allowed to wear as much jewelry as he wanted, including gold chains, rings, bracelets, and precious stones. This image of Scarlatti is portrayed in some paintings of him, including one by Domingo Antonio Velasco. During Scarlatti's career as a composer and musician for Princess Maria Barbara, the princess was very generous and loving towards him. And in her will, Maria Barbara left Scarlatti 2,000 doubloons. This was considered a fortune during this time, and I am sure that Scarlatti was grateful for her generosity. But unfortunately, the great Domenico Scarlatti died before his queen on July the 23rd, 1757. He was 72 years old. When going through Scarlatti's huge collection of works, including his over 550 sonatas for the harpsichord, you will usually see the letter K before the number of the composition. This K does not represent the same K that you will find in Mozart's catalog of works. Scarlatti's K stands for a keyboardist and musicologist named Ralph Kirkpatrick, who chronologically indexed Scarlatti's works in the 20th century. The K in Mozart's opus numbers stands for Ludwig Ritter von Kerkel, another musicologist who in the 19th century took on the same task with the music of Mozart. You have been listening to the Dennis Lewin radio program on BBS Internet Radio. Join me next Saturday night at 7 o'clock Pacific Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, for another story about one of the greatest composers or musicians that ever lived. For more information about this radio program, go to www.DennisLewinMusic.com, turning you on to classical music.